Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we'll be concluding the third chapter of Maseches Peah and beginning the fourth. In the past few Mishnayos, we've been discussing, incidental to our discussion of Peah, the case of someone who writes out a deed for all of his belongings in anticipation of impending death, who then doesn't die. So now we have the case of Hakosev Nechasev La'avdo, someone who writes all of his possessions to his slave. In this case, we're discussing an Eved Kenani, a Canaanite slave, because there are different laws for an Eved Kenani and an Eved Ivri, which are beyond our discussion. Yotze Ben Chorin. If he writes all of his possessions to the slave then goes free. Shear Karka Kol Shehu, Lo Yotze Ben Chorin. But if the master, on his deathbed, retains any land for himself, in that case the slave does not go free. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, La'olam hu ben chorin. In any event, the slave goes free, ad shiyomar hari kol nechasai nesunin l'ish ploni avdi. Until such time as the man writes, all of my possessions are given to such and such person, my slave, chutz me'echad me'ribu shebehen, except for 1/10,000th of it. Let's take a look in the Barton Uro. Hakosev kol nechasev la'avdo, someone who writes all of his possessions out to his slave. Shekasev kol nechasai nesunin l'ploni avdi, he writes all of my possessions are given to so-and-so my slave. Hari ha'eved b'chlal ha'nechasim, the reason the slave goes free is because he's one of the man's possessions. V'nosin lo asatzmo, so therefore he's given the slave himself. V'haydika amar avdi, hainu avdi shahayakvar. And the fact that it says to so-and-so my slave that he was until this point. Shir karka kol shehu lo yatsa ben chorin. If the man retains any land for himself, the slave does not go free. T'chohecha denachis l'shiura, amrinan l'didei nami shir. Because as long as he keeps something for himself, then we assume that he's also keeping the slave. V'chi amar, kol nechasai lecha ashar nechasim ka'amar. And if you want to say, I'm giving you all my possessions, refers to everything else. Ula nufe leka asi, and he doesn't mean it, he's just telling him what he wants to hear. V'lo shecharare, and he's not freeing him. Kivan delo amar le atzmecha unechasai. Because he doesn't say to him, I'm giving you yourself and all my possessions. He doesn't specify it. V'afilo ein lo shum nechasim ela ha'eved, v'hakarka shishir. And even if he doesn't have any possessions except for the slave and the land that he keeps for himself, mikol makom lo yatzel lecherus. In any event, he doesn't go free. So if he says, I give you all my possessions except for this piece of land, and all he owns is the slave and the land, in any event, according to this opinion, the slave does not go free. The kivan de ein miskayim dibur kol nechasai, because we can't fulfill the condition of all my possessions. Taha asa chutz ubatale, because the exception comes and cancels it out. The lo palginan dibura, because we don't divide his words. So there's a difference of opinion as to whether we can take a statement and divide it. So if you say that you can't divide a statement, then I give you everything except is a non-statement. So we don't split his words. Vahavi batale gamri, it's completely cancelled. Velo kanala atzmo, velo nachasim. And the slave acquires neither himself nor the man's possessions. However, Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, le'olam hu ben chorin, Rabbi Shimon says he is, in fact, a free man, bein ein lo nechasim acherim, el ha'eved v'harkarka shashir, whether he only has the slave and the land and no other possessions, ubein yesh lo nechasim acherim, or if he has other possessions in addition to the slave and the land, le'olam hu ben chorin, in any event he goes free. Umakminan dibor kol nechasai be'eved levado, and we can fulfill the condition of all my possessions with the slave alone. Kishein lo nechasim acherim, in the case where he doesn't have any other possessions. V'lo amrinan debamasha amar chutz batel diboro she'amar kol nechasai, and we don't say that the word except nullifies his statement of all my possessions. Depalginan dibora, because we do divide his statement. So Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that such a statement can be divided. Umakaminan le be'eved v'yetze ben chorin, and we fulfill the part of all my possessions with the slave, who then goes free. Unless he says, so Rabbi Shimon says he goes free, unless he says that I give you everything except for 1/10,000th, chutz me'echad meruba, v'lo perish mahu mishayer, and he doesn't clarify what exactly it is he's keeping for himself. Da hasam amrian da amar meruba da ka amar hainu eved, we could say that the thing that he's keeping for himself is the slave. And he might consider the slave only worth 1/10,000th of his possessions, even if the slave's financial value is actually more. But the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon. That's the end of Perek Gimel. Let us now continue talking about Peah again in Perek Dalid. Hapeah nitenes b'mechubar lakarka. Peah is given from produce that's still attached to the ground. B'dalis uvdelek, when it comes to vines and palm trees, balabayas morid umachalik l'aniyim. The owner of the field would bring down the produce and distribute it to the poor. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af b'chalikei agozim, even also with smooth nuts. Afilu tishim v'tisha omrim l'chalik, v'echad omer l'voz, l'zeh shomim sh'omer kehalacha. In the case of regular produce, which is taken attached from the ground, if there are 99 aniyim who say, let the owner of the field take it and distribute it among us, if there's even one ani who says, no, every man for himself, just run and grab, we listen to him, because that is, in fact, the halacha. So if others want to do it differently, if one person wants to do it the prescribed way, his word carries. Let us take a look in the Bar Neuro. Hapeya nitenes b'mechubar. Peya is given from produce still attached to the ground, dichsiv, as it says in the pasuk. La'ani ulager tazov, you shall leave it over for the poor and the stranger. Hanach lifnehem, behem yavozu. It's laying before them, and they grab it. Take a look on Tosfos Yontif, that we should leave it over for the poor. Dehava matzi lemeimar yihyeh. It doesn't say it shall be for the poor and the stranger. It says it shall be left over for the poor and the stranger. So you just leave it there. Back in the Bar Neuro, Bedalis, talking about vines. Gefen hamodelis, agave eitzim, or agave ilanos. So it's a vine, and it climbs up on trees and things, so it's high up above the ground. Moridu machalik. In case of vines and palm trees, the owner of the field should get the produce and bring it down and distribute it. Dechsiv tazov osam. It says leave it over for them. Osam she'en behem sakana. Those which do not entail danger. Ata ozev lifnehem. Those you should leave over in front of them. V'yata ozov osam she'yesh sakana ba'alisam. Don't leave over those things that are dangerous for people to climb up and get. Ela morid min ha'ilan. U'machalek lahem. Rather, you should bring it down from the tree and distribute it to them. And Rabbi Shimon says this also goes for chalike agozim, smooth nuts. Al shem shel ilonos shel agozim chalakim. It's because the trees on which the nuts grow are smooth. Ve'ein behem ksharim kishar ilonos. They don't have knots like other trees. Kruyim chalike agozim. So they're called smooth nuts. Ve'ein halachik Rabbi Shimon. But, once again, the halacha does not happen to be like Rabbi Shimon. Afilu tishim v'teisha. Even if 99 say, just get the produce and give it to us. Get the wheat, get the barley, you hand it out. Aresha koi. This is talking about the first part of our Mishnah. Bepeya hanitenes b'mechubar. Regarding peya, which is given from that which is still attached to the ground. Tomorrow we will see in Mishnah Beis the reverse case when we're talking about peya that should normally be brought down and distributed. So join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.